Marietta?
Life Talk with Marietta calling. I am Marietta. Hello, Dr. Gilbert.
Hello, Marietta. Wonderful speaking with you.
Likewise, Dr. Gilbert, and a very big hello to our listening audience. It is December the 5th, 2019. If your body had a voice, what would it say? That is our umbrella topic with Dr. Chris Gilbert. And today, we're zeroing in on the importance of grieving after a loss. Now, what Dr. Gilbert is saying, the most common ailments that send patients to doctors, such as joint pain, abdominal pain, fatigue, obesity, rashes, and headaches, are not purely physical problems. Suppressed emotions, extreme emotions, and internal conflicts deep within the human psyche, she says. Therefore, the key to healing lies in coaxing the body to give voice to the emotional sources of illness. And again, welcome Dr. Gilbert. And Dr. Gilbert is an MD, PhD, an author, and you can find her on the web by going to drchrisgilbert.com. I'll repeat it, on the web, drchrisgilbert.com. How are you, doctor?
Very well. Thank you, Marietta.
I feel much better now the doctor is in the house. I feel much better.
Yes. If anything goes wrong, if you feel any pain anywhere, just tell me, and then we'll work on it, and we'll get rid of it in just a few minutes.
What a doll. People will love you. My audience will love you. Before we get started, I have some very quick announcements, very important announcements, because today's program was brought to you in part by a betterviewcleaning.com. They are the window cleaning specialists. Also, the healingmindmagazine.com, an international learning life classroom. And finally, kmareducation.org, putting mind, body, spirit in motion. So I got that out of the way. And one more thing before we really get into it. Today is the 5th. So the announcement I have is between today and December 31st, we're giving away some great gifts, local gift certificates from local merchants, books from great authors, but I won't do that right now because you got to listen to us first. So I'll figure on, once we go for a quick break. So we're going to start with Dr. Gilbert, and it's all about how important it is when there is a loss in your life that you grieve, that you do a grieving period, doctor. And you have the floor.
Yes, absolutely. And I talked about this in my book, The Listening Cure, that my people can get. You can get it on Amazon. And this is very important because a lot of symptoms, as you said, physical symptoms like headache, chronic fatigue, depression, and chronic muscle pain, for example, can come from emotional problems, and one of the emotional problems is loss. If somebody loses a parent or loses a spouse or worse, loses a child, it seems like it's going to be easy to recover from this, but in reality it is not. And the importance of not keeping sadness inside but expressing it. Some people keep repressed anger, repressed frustration inside of them, and this is not good either. The best way is to express it right away, and I can tell you on how to do this.
Okay. Do you want to get into that now, or shall we get back to that later, Doctor? How would you like to?
We can get in that right now.
Okay, please.
And so some people don't have time or didn't have time to say goodbye. And
yes.
The goodbye process is very important. So one of my ways of saying goodbye and helping people to say goodbye is the two pillow technique. which is a Gestalt technique, which is you put two pillows on the floor or two pillows on the on two different chairs in front of each other. You choose a pillow of different colors. That would be a pillow for you and a pillow for the one you lost. So if the one you lost liked red or blue, that would be the pillow. If your pillow, if you like purple or turquoise, or those are the colors that I happen to like, then you choose that for your pillow. And you start sitting on one of the pillows, like that would be you, and telling the other pillow, which is the lost, the person that you lost, how much you lose, you're missing that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a few minutes of talking to that person, then you sit on the other pillow. You sit on the pillow of the lost one, the person that you're missing, and you get into the persona of that person and have that person talk back to you. That's the way to say a proper goodbye. And you can tell that person everything that you're feeling. If you feel that you didn't say that you love that person, then you tell that person right away, right now. If you feel that you have some repressed anger, if you feel like you have a lot of sadness, then you tell that person everything. And just the fact of telling that person out loud does something very specific to the neurons in the brain, and it stimulates some specific hormones like endorphin, oxytocin, and it will relieve whatever pain, physical pain that you have or physical symptoms that you have.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you have to do this probably more than one time, doctor, till you actually feel some sort of a relief?
Every time you feel like it.
Oh, okay.
Every time you feel like you need to express, that there is something left that you need to express. It could be every day at the beginning. It could be just once a month. It could be just once a year. You will feel, because right away, you will feel the little click happening in your brain, and you'll feel much better.
Oh, my God. I know what it's like when a loved one passes on and you did not have a chance to say goodbye. That's how it was with my mom. And years later, every time I thought of her, depending on my own mood, I either had loving thoughts or not so loving thoughts.
Uh-huh.
So I can understand, but I didn't know about the two pillar method.
The two pillar technique or the two chair technique. Yeah. And if you wanted, I mean, I don't know if you want to do this on air now right now, but if you wanted, we can do that together. Where you express, you sit on one pillow and you talk to your mother on the other pillow, and then you switch seats. I mean, there are so many things that come up, and it's so rewarding and so wonderful what happens.
I'd like to take a rain check at this. If I could, please. Because I have to look for two pillows and have to stage it here in my studio first. So I would love to do that next time we talk, doctor. Absolutely.
Okay.
Very, very valuable. Why I suggested if you could do the grieving segment a little earlier than planned, because you did have that on your list, what triggered it this morning at 4 o'clock, I couldn't sleep anymore, and I started watching a movie on YouTube. It happened to be a movie in German, but it had the story of two doctors. They were working together in the ER room, and he lost his wife through death and had a 15-year-old daughter, and she lost her husband through divorce, also had a 15-year-old daughter. Now, somehow, those two girls were in the same school. Uh-huh. And the story was that the two adults wanted to get married, and they were all set to get married with house and engagement and everything. And it was the problem, it featured the problems that it had with the teenagers, where the male doctor, his daughter, sabotaged the other girl to the point and bullied her and got everybody involved in the whole school, and you see her standing on the bridge, she was ready to jump. That's how you know. So it was really about the two teenagers that had tremendous grief inside of them, where both parents didn't even recognize it, where the man said, well, she never said anything. She just kind of went along with everything. And the woman said the same thing. So this is what triggered today's conversation with also inside of me.
Yeah. Well, that's the most dangerous, when people don't say anything. They remain silent. They pretend that everything is okay, that there is no problem. They keep on their regular life. That is usually the people that have the most problem and that need to express things the most.
Right. And also what I noticed, the man, he never grieved because he was very eager to immediately replace, go into another marriage. And so was she. They didn't even give themselves time, which then showed at the end that she chose really her daughter after they went through all of this rigmarole and realizing, you know, what caused all the problems. She chose her daughter and left the relationship open-ended, which I thought that was the right thing to do. When two people get into a new relationship and they just got divorced and there is no grieving time in between, forget it. Forget it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Everything needs to be processed. There is to be a time for everything. And you need time to grieve that the other person is gone. You need to... And again, it's expression. It's expressing what has not been said. And usually there's a lot of emotions after a divorce. There's a lot of emotions after the death of a person. It's a well. It's huge. And even if people express it a little bit, it's usually not enough because there's so much in there. And until you need to get to close to the bottom of the well. If you haven't gone close to the bottom of the well, then some things are not going to go right. You really need to get to close to the bottom of the well and really express it.
Yeah.
And it's safe to do that. Some people think that by doing that it will not be safe, they will be in danger, but if they do it in a safe environment, they might need to see a psychologist, or they might need to see a Gestalt therapist if they feel safer to do that with somebody. But it needs to be done for the next step to be able to be taken.
Yes, and the problems really came through the children, through the teenagers, because they were both acting up. And the parents just, everything was wonderful, a new love, new home, new everything. And just because when kids don't talk about, I remember I wasn't very communicating when I was, 15. I didn't know how. So, and I think parents should pay attention to certain signs. What would be some of the signs that teenagers are suffering, Dr. Gilbert?
Well, some teenagers right now get into drugs, and they won't tell their parents. Some teenagers, they have trouble sleeping. Their grades start to suffer. They get into friendships or relationships that are not good for them. They go out late at night. Mostly it's grades that start to suffer, and they cannot sleep at night for teenagers. This is mostly it, or they get into alcohol. So, and also what is important is for parents to teach the kids to express their emotions, and that needs to be done early in life. Most parents don't pay attention to their kids, but starting at, you know, 3 years old, 4 years old, it's good to ask the kid what the kid is feeling and have them express the emotion and not tell them that, some people tell them it's not okay to cry. You should be strong, you should be a man, but it's important to express emotions, and this should start at an early age. I see so many people that, as adults, are still affected, influenced by their parents, who is now dead, but they cannot, they're still under that influence, even if the parent is dead, because that's their whole life that has been shaped like this by the parent. So whatever the parent does at a very early age is so important.
That's right. We're talking with Dr. Chris Gilbert. She's an MD, PhD, author, and on the web, drchrisgilbert.com. She's also, well, the author of The Listening Cure, Healing Secrets of an Unconventional Doctor, and also Dr. Chris, ABC of Health. Again, the website, drchrisgilbert.com. So, Doctor, I'm going to make a quick announcement because I think some of our listeners would be, they're waiting anxiously, in other words. And today is our launching of our free gifts between today and December 31st, and the giveaways are a $100 gift certificate toward intuitive consultation from kmareducation.org. We are on first-come, first-served basis. You hear it, you want it, and you have to call our studio 203-505-3660. How the Health Are You? Seven Keys to Success by Warren Honeycutt. He's a good friend of mine. This is a nice free book we can also send to you. The third is a $100 gift certificate toward services, Decluttering Your Home from Intuitive Interiors by BridgetFlynn.com. And the last one is a gift certificate for one delicious, nutritious shake from Lakeview Shakes in Monroe, Connecticut. This makes a great stocking stuffer, friends. So, and we have gift certificates coming in daily. So, I'm Marietta, your host on Life Talk with Marietta, and our good friend Dr. Chris Gilbert. We're talking about the importance of grieving today, and let's get into some more categories, such as loss of everything when we have natural disasters, or loss of a work career. So those could be tremendous losses, too. Doctor, can we talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. And we can do exactly the same technique. Again, when there's a loss of a career, it's good to talk to... There's two parts of us. There's the part that is very happy and successful, and there is the part that is that has the loss. So we need to give a voice to each of those parts. But also, we can put on the pillow the work that we have lost, that we have lost. So we can talk to that work, and we can say, oh, I'm so sad that I've lost you. You were important to me. The fact that I was working in your company was so good, and I felt so important in your company. And again, take that from that point of view and then switch and get on the pillow of the company. We can give it, you know, whatever color we want, and have the company talk back to us And that is also a spectacular, a very important way to grieve, because the company will say, oh yeah, it was, you were a very good employee, we really enjoyed working with you too, but we didn't have enough money, so we had to cut off some work people, and but it's not because you were not doing a good job, you were doing a great job, but it was our problem, we couldn't keep all our employees. And this way of going back and forth, we have closure. Even if there was no closure in real life, we can have closure in the privacy of our home, and that will make us feel good, that will give us endorphin, again, oxytocin, and will give us the courage to look for another job.
I will make sure that when we have you on air again, that I will have that, and our listeners will experience that, because that's tremendous, especially when we go through this live, you know, and really listen, and when it's real, you know. So yeah. I will work on that, Dr. Gilbert. People love their animals, whether it's a bird or a cat, or it doesn't matter what it is. People get very, very attached to their animals. And when it, let's say my daughter's cat, they have to put her to sleep. The cat actually was only 3 years old, came from Poland with papers, doctor, flew over to the United States of America, and a boy and a girl, and it was the boy that they had to put a tumor in the bladder. The veterinarian detected, and it was just something that it would have not been able to fix. But he was very, very young. He had a great personality, very socialized, everything. And the three, mom, dad, and my grandson, they went to the vet last Wednesday and stayed with him and went through the procedure and everything. I cried. I cried. I was very upset for a couple of days. Because I have a cat. I would love to have a dog, but I'm out on, you know, working all the time. I can't have a dog and sit in my car. I wouldn't do that. But I know how attached I am to my Ellie. I think Ellie is now 10 years old. She's a wonderful companion. Some, I've seen it in nursing homes, assisted living homes, where the person was pretty much, you know, in their 90s, and they had a bird. They had something to hang on to, you know, in life. They become like everything. The whole focus, life focus becomes, you know, around that little animal.
Yes. So you can do the same thing with the animal. You can put the animal on a pillow, choose a little pillow that will match the animal's color, and you can say goodbye to the animal, and you can tell the animal everything you loved about the animal, everything you're missing about the animal, and then you can switch seat and sit on the little tiny pillow of the animal and have impersonate the animal and have the animal talk back to you in your own voice, but pretending it's the voice of the animal, and the animal will say, you were a wonderful owner, I loved being with you, I loved waking up and jumping on your lap, and you were so loving and giving me kisses and stroking my body, and then you can go back and forth with the animal, and this way saying a formal goodbye and say everything you loved about each other. And it seems like it could be a crazy idea, but not until you experience it. Once you experience it, you will see how important, how deep this is and what it does to the brain. Again, it does wonderful things to the brain. The saying goodbye aloud is something that you can't describe, and you can't imagine what it is unless you really experience it.
I believe that, doctor. I really do. I'd like to get into... Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's very simple. It's something that is so simple, but nobody does it. but it is so simple that it's so easy to do, and the results are so wonderful. And that's what we like to do. That's what I like to find. I like to find techniques that are extremely simple and extremely effective.
Wow.
And you can find those. You can find those techniques, several techniques, in my book, The Listening Cure. And again, well, I wrote another book which is called The French Stethoscope, which is the story of my life, where I explain how I apply those. Everything I'm talking about, I have done it. I do it in my real life. So I describe the French stethoscope is really a memoir of what I did of my life in the past and the techniques I've used myself and how spectacular they were for me. Mm-hmm. There's also a third book, which is called the Dr. Chris's ABCs of Health,
right.
which is my very first book, which is very short, and it gives very short tips about everything in life, going from love to healthy eating, to dreaming, to homeopathy, acupuncture, lots of different things.
Wow.
So now you know more about me.
Yeah. We're talking to Dr. Chris Gilbert today. If your body had a voice, what would it say? And the importance of grieving after a loss. That's what we're discussing. Couple of things. Doctor, before we go today, we have about 5-6 minutes left. I do want to address when people go through natural disasters, whether they're the fires in out in California, or hurricanes, or just the natural disasters where people lose their homes, their everything.
Uh-huh.
You see practically everything floating out the door.
Uh-huh.
I can't even imagine. We all have seen it on television. What a person must feel like when they just have everything just from just their underwear, on their body, and that's it. And they have to get the heck out to save their own life.
Uh-huh.
It makes me very sad just bringing it up, but it's part of life.
Yeah.
How do people feel after a loss like that? You know, even the house, everything.
Then there are two emotions that are very important to express. So not only there is the sadness of having lost everything, but there is anger. Anger at whatever triggered the loss. If there was a hurricane, anger at the hurricane, anger at the twister. So what I recommend in those cases is put three pillows down.
The whole
the
room.
One for,
let's not be stingy. The whole room full of pillows, doctor. No?
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. So there need to be a pillow for the twister or for the hurricane, for example, and be able to direct the anger. Say, talk directly to the hurricane how angry you are. I'm angry at you because you destroyed my house. Why did you do that? Why did you choose me? Why did you choose my house? I'm angry at you. I'm frustrated. And you need to, people need to express that anger because it is there. So not only is there sadness, but there is the anger that needs to be expressed. So it's a combination of feelings that should not stay inside. If they stay inside, they're going to destroy the person. It's a destructive feeling, the feeling of anger. But if you project it to the pillow that destroyed the pillow that is the hurricane, for example, then it will get out. And you will be surprised to see how much emotion there is, how much emotion needs to come out of that.
Because if you don't get rid of that anger, if you don't choose, let's say, the method that you're talking about, doctor, it will affect them all their life. The anxiety that they have to live with, every little trigger, every little thing could trigger that anxiety that they're going through, that they have gone through. If they don't get rid of that experience, let's say, that anger, it could stay with you for the rest of your life.
That's right. You know? It could trigger a chronic fatigue. It could trigger fibromyalgia. It could trigger depression, anxiety, and that could stay for the rest of the people's life. So, but it's, if it's expressed right away, then it will not do. It will be most likely not to do those things. Again, the timing is important. The sooner it's expressed, the less damage it's going to make. If people keep it inside for a couple of days, 2-3 days, it won't be too bad. If people keep it inside for 1 year, I mean, the damage could be a lot of damage, and the most time it will take to repair the damage. But some people are very expressive. They're like, they're extroverted, and they express things right away. And those are the people that will have the least amount of physical symptoms.
Yeah. And lastly, I wanted to, well, the loss of money, whether you gambled it away, somebody stole your money, and again, through a criminal act, people can lose money, or through your own fault, really. So, but it's still loss of money. So people will beat themselves up for the rest of their lives. They shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. You always hear, oh, we have calls and people are trying to sell you something, especially to seniors. And I always wondered if that's really, you know, targeting seniors. You know, we're very astute. We really, really are astute. It can happen to anybody because they're very savvy today, the thieves. I'm not quite sure if I believe all of it. Just because you're a senior, that you're more of a target. What do you lose your mind after you get a little older? You're still as smart as you were before, or maybe you were never smart. You know? You know, maybe I'm thinking wrong, but I think everybody can be subject to, losing money, whether it's in love. People are on the internet connecting with a foreign country and sending money to a potential fiancé, if you will. And they're just ripping off the women or the men. Or you have a gambling problem, and instead of giving it to the family, to your mortgage, you know, you're giving it to the casino. So, and then you have other people stealing money from you. And it could be the immediate family, too. So they're not exempt just because they're family. They're not exempt from that. So, but it's still a loss of your money.
So in which case, I recommend, there is something else that I recommend. Not only do you, there's two parts of you. There is the part that is the bright part of you, and the happy part of you, and the part of you that has been ripped off. So those two parts, we can do two pillows for those two parts that can talk to each other. But what I recommend is adding a third pillow, which that pillow would be a mediator. I call it me, and then mediator. So that's the third part of us that sees the whole picture and that will decide on what to do in the future, how to turn something negative that has already happened into something positive, to ensure that this will not happen in the future, or to ensure that this will not happen to people that we know in the future.
Yes.
So again, find a way to turn everything that's negative into something that's positive towards the future.
Yes, Doctor. Very, very informative. Doctor, we're out of time. Dr. Chris Gilbert, if your body had a voice, what would it say? The importance of grieving after loss. You can reach Dr. Chris Gilbert under drchrisgilbert.com. And today's program was brought to you by Kmart Education, The Healing Mind Magazine.com, and A Better View Cleaning.com, the window cleaning specialist. We all need clean clean windows. Right, Doctor?
Yes, absolutely,
yes.
Marriott.
For today?
We all need clean windows.
Right. For today, thank you so much, and I know we will talk to you real soon. Thank you so much, Dr. Gilbert.
You're welcome, Marriott.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye now.